I'm joined on the line now by Muhammad Ali, Managing Director at WWISE. And yes, before anyone asks, it's obviously not the boxer. He's got a great name. And he's joining us over the phone to talk about the growing gap between qualifications and the real workplace readiness. Muhammad, thank you for the time. Welcome to Drive. How are you?
Thank you so much, but I really appreciate it. It's always a nice punchline to throw on a Saturday afternoon, mind the pun, with a name like Muhammad Ali. But thank you for having me.
Always, eh? If I find out my son is being coached by a guy by the name of Muhammad Ali, I know I'm winning, definitely.
You've got to last 12 rounds. But as long as you can do that, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Thanks for the opportunity, Muhammad. Let's start with a bigger picture, shall we? Why are so many companies struggling to find workplace-ready people? Why are they struggling, even with unemployment being so high in South Africa?
It's actually quite sad, you know. So, I mean, if you look at how the students nowadays, I think it starts off with certain high schools, primary schools. I think teachers are so focused on trying to get the students to pass matric as opposed to guide them to which subjects they need to take. Because if they take the correct subjects, it molds them to get into university or a college or a technical university. And I think South Africans generally, you know, they frown upon vocational colleges or the previous hands-on colleges, which I think is fundamentally important. Everyone wants to go to a university and get into a university. But also when you choose the career, we don't really choose the career based on where the current needs are in the market. So, you know, you can perhaps go and do actuaries, or you can do engineering, or you can do finance, or even just become a doctor. And it's very difficult to get those. But a lot of the problem lies with not understanding where the market is right now in the world and where those job opportunities lie, because you need to establish yourself in the long term. You need to choose a career that allows you a significant or better opportunity to get a job. Now, when you actually a business owner and you're looking for specialized skills, yes, education is fundamentally important, but you want to be able to look at the behavior, the communication skills, the attribute of whether this person has a good learning understanding and whether or not they fit in. Now, unfortunately, I think those are the critical skills that the business owners are looking for, and they feel that they're not getting that from perhaps maybe the younger generation, either because they are too AI driven, or they just feel that their communication ability based on what the skill that's required is missing in terms of the capabilities. There are learnership programs that are there that are more hands-on, and I think we need to focus a lot on, you know, what China is doing. So you look at what China has done is they've encouraged people, especially students, and they don't frown upon them. They look at on them quite well if you're actually looking at something that's a plumber, a boilermaker, a carpentry, an electrician. Yes, those are fundamentally important, but we also need to identify the specializations of what we need in the country so that we can close the gap where the skills are. I mean, in the auditing field where I am in ISO, there's a huge gap with auditors. There's not enough. Yes, it doesn't pay that well, but it gives you an opportunity to be able to establish yourself. And I think the generation now is looking to get the quick wins as a opposed to the long runs.
Muhammad, let's look at learnerships and workplace exposure. It's often spoken about as possible solutions. So why are these becoming more important in helping people become employable?
So what this does is you'll see there's a lot of students that either go to the TVET colleges, the technical university or university, and they can't get jobs. But when you go into a learnership program that's from the National Skills Fund or that's accredited with QCTO, these programs come in with a divine intervention. What do I mean by that? Although you're doing a specialized skill in software development or data science or cybersecurity or health and safety, you name it, there's a high possibility that you have to get deployed into a learnership internship program with a stipend. So what this does is the business owners feel comfortable and confident to employ someone that is fundamentally specializing in software development or data science or, for example, health and safety, and they're coming in with that specialized skill, and they're willing to give you a year on a stipend that the National Skills Fund is doing so that they can validate your capability, not only the theoretical side, but whether you'll fit in from a cultural point of view, whether you have what it takes to be able able to, you know, strap it out. And I think this is where a lot of the students, when they see there's no opportunity, they jump into a learnership program, because in most of the learnerships now, a company will not get deployed a learnership if they cannot have an exit plan for the student to be able to get the internship or that experience underway. So that is more of a greater opportunity to be able to consider than just going out of university and trying to apply for a job.
Are you seeing a lot of companies doing that, Muhammad, moving in that direction where they are investing in training in their own staff internally more and more now?
Definitely. A lot of the corporates you'll see now, they're starting their own academies. What they're doing is, yes, they're giving out bursaries, but they're establishing their own academies. They are aligning themselves with QCTO. They're trying to be able to get the funding in so that they can be able to nurture the students. And it doesn't need to be a student that's in their teens. It can be a student that's in their 40s that wants to do a career change. But they're nurturing them with specific skills that they're looking to be able to do hands-on. And these work skills are what's benefiting the economy. I think a lot of companies haven't really understood it or don't understand how the fundamentals work. And there has been a little bit of red tape within the CETAs and being able to pick and choose who they give learnerships to. But I do feel that if you can get through all of that, it is a way to go for someone to be employable and for a business owner to have more confidence in the particular student or the graduate to have the right skill for them to be able to optimize in the academies. All the big companies, even like TWC, they have their own academies that they need to get you through so that they can be able to see that you have the right aptitude and attitude to take what it takes to be able to make it in the real and the corporate world.
Muhammad Ali from WWISE speaking to us this afternoon for a couple of minutes about South Africa's growing workforce readiness challenge and the changing skills employers are looking for today. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast so you guys can go and listen to it again. Muhammad, thank you so much for the time. Everything of the best for the rest of the weekend. We'll talk soon again.
Thank you so much, Brad. Thank you so much. Good luck to all the students. Wish you guys all the best. Don't give up hope. There's always an opportunity. If one career is not tried, the second one, door will open. Just keep on striving, and let's see if we can make South Africa a better country by giving everyone opportunity. Thank you so much.
Absolutely love it. Take it easy. We'll check soon again. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's my guest for the afternoon, Muhammad Ali from the WWISE, speaking to us about this topic this afternoon. South Africa's unemployment rate remaining one of the biggest concerns in our country, especially amongst our young people. But while millions and millions of people are struggling to find work, many businesses are also saying that they can't find people with the right skills for today's workplace. Thank you, Muhammad. Appreciate it. 13 minutes away from the top of the hour, this is KC Drive with me, Brad.